1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. House Speaker Mike Johnson intent on bringing four separate foreign aid bills to a vote this week. That includes Ukraine and Israel.
At least two Republican hardliners, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, have come out and said this package proposed by Johnson is the last straw, and it's time for him to be removed as Speaker through what's called a motion to vacate or resign. Johnson responding when pressed by ABC's Rachel Scott.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion. We are simply here trying to do our job.
Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Voting tech company Smartmatic is settling its lawsuit against hard right outlet One America News, terms not disclosed. The lawsuit asserted One America perpetuated the stolen election lie. A heat wave in Myanmar has spurred the generals running the country to transfer former leader Aung San Suu Kyi from prison to house arrest for her health. This is ABC News. Waiting for lower interest rates? Don't hold your breath. During a panel discussion in Washington, D.C., Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said persistently stubborn inflation is likely to delay any consideration of rate cuts until later this year.
We think policy is well positioned to handle the risks that we face. If higher inflation does persist, we can maintain the current level of restriction for as long as needed. At the same time, we have significant space to ease should the labor market unexpectedly weaken.
He said recent data clearly has not given the Fed governors greater confidence that inflation is coming fully under control. A hospital in Anderson, Indiana, announced the death of Carl Erskine, a pitcher and among the last survivors from the celebrated Brooklyn Dodgers teams of the 50s. He hurled two no-hitters during his career and was a 20-game winner in 1953 when he struck out a then-record 14 Yankees batters in a World Series game. Carl Erskine was 97 years old when he passed away. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing.
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you're living with diabetes and on Medicare, the Inflation Reduction Act caps your out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a month. But for many other Americans, the cost of insulin is still expensive.
Only three companies are able to control basically the global supply of insulin. And in the United States, that means that there are unaffordable costs.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. Wisconsin is not one of the 25 states that cap insulin copays. Two scenic highways in Wisconsin are now part of the state's Rustic Roads program. The first stretch covers almost 10 miles near the American Birkebeiner Trail in northwest Wisconsin. The other new route crosses Honey Creek near East Troy and passes what was once a one-room schoolhouse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers bow to the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee had a 3-1 lead over San Diego, then came an ugly fifth inning. The Padres hitting half a dozen singles, driving in six runs. They went on to win 7-3 at American Family Field. Brewers catcher William Contreras let a Joe Ross pitch get past him. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. You know, William's been so good, and the ball was not exactly a strike, but
I think the ball got away from Joe and kind of takes off, you know, took off when a guy's throwing 95 miles an hour sometimes, and it could happen to any catcher on that pitch.
The series continues tonight. NFL, Packers players reporting to Green Bay for a week of meetings and physicals. NBA, the Bucks are 1-4 so far this season against the Pacers. The good news is head coach Doc Rivers has until Sunday to prepare.
Yeah, we get to practice. Yeah, and Indiana has had our number all year, right? We'll have great focus because we're going to have to.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms in the overnight with some heavy rainfall. Lows in the upper 50s. Southeast winds gusting around 40 miles per hour. Wednesday, showers and storms looking likely with cloudy skies. It will stay breezy, and our highs will top out in the lower 60s, currently 56 degrees.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. More updates on the Trump trial. The five key points that the prosecution is going to make basically are the Stormy Daniels allegation, the Karen McDougal allegation, number two. Number three, the doorman's claim. Now, this is a story that most people have not heard. A former doorman at the Trump Tower property who was, you know, the doorman, right, claimed that he knew that some years ago Trump had fathered a child out of wedlock, and he knew who the mother was. And he took this claim to David Pecker and said, you know, he wanted to see a story in the National Enquirer about it. David Pecker paid him $30,000 and killed the story. So this is the third catch-and-kill story. The number four, the longtime agreement among Trump, Cohen, and Pecker to catch these stories that might be negative for Trump and bury them. And number five, of course, the Access Hollywood tape. So we'll see. It could take a day. They've got 6,000 prospective jurors lined up. There are 500 of them right now in New York City, and they're bringing them before the court and, you know, in batches. And the judge, you know, he'll get a big batch of people, and he says, does anybody feel like, you know, Donald Trump is the guy who's on trial here. Does anybody feel like they can't be impartial? And, you know, a number of people will raise their hands. I love him, I hate him, whatever. And they just get to leave. Their jury duty obligation is fulfilled. So we'll see how long it takes. I'm guessing it's not going to take the week or 2 weeks that everybody is thinking, but the fact of the matter is that each side has a certain number of jurors that they can basically strike for any reason. You know, they may strike them for things like, you know, race or what they think is political bias. They can't say that out loud, but that does happen a lot. So we'll see where that goes. Trump, the prosecutors this morning, I mentioned earlier that we have more detail on this now. I mentioned earlier that the prosecutors wanted Trump to be held in contempt of court for going after Judge Mershon's daughter this last weekend on Truth Social. They are asking for him to be fined $3,000 for violating the gag order. The new threat to American democracy is the subtitle is something like that. They just published a piece in the New Republic talking back to both Politico and The Atlantic. They're the authors of those two pieces. And what they're pointing out, well, this is interesting. This is just the first paragraph. Something remarkable happened among rural whites between the 2016 and 2020 elections. According to the Pew Research Center's validated voter study, as the rest of the country moved away from Donald Trump, rural whites lurched toward him by 9 points. from 62 to 71% support. And among the 100 counties where Trump performed best in 2016, almost all of them small and rural, he got a higher percentage of the vote in 91 of them in 2020. While we wrote White Rural, when we wrote White Rural Rage, we knew that our provocative argument book title would arouse ire on the right. We were not disappointed. And then they cite this article in Politico by Nicholas Jacobs and another in The Atlantic by Tyler Harper, who they note is, a, quote, an environmental studies professor who has made it a personal crusade to attack us and our book. They write, these pieces illustrate some of the very pathologies so common in the way scholars and pundits treat rural whites. And this is interesting. They go on to say, in recent years, research from political scientists showing some disturbing patterns of opinion among rural voters, especially rural whites, has begun to accumulate. But there is clear discomfort with the implications of this research, even among some of the researchers themselves. And they go on to say, we call this phenomenon the shouts and whispers approach to social science discourse about rural whites. If you find no difference between the political attitudes of rural whites and other Americans, you shout it from the rooftops. If you uncover transgressive political beliefs among rural whites, you whisper it in a conference panel with a dozen people in attendance and no media to be found. And they go on to say, no wonder what would happen if rural politics scholars took to the online pages of pieces like Politico and The Atlantic to describe their more troubling findings. Excuse me, we wonder what would happen. Actually, we don't have to wonder. Their inboxes would be filled with the hateful and threatening emails that we are receiving. They note, when it comes to rural resentments, again and again, these scholars insist that if rural whites were mad, it's only because they have good reason to be. And then they point out that they agree with that, and they pointed it out in their own damn article, or in their own damn book, that the hospitals are being closed, ambitious young people are leaving, pharmacies are shutting down, you know, et cetera. They say what isn't said enough is that rural whites are being told to blame all the wrong people for their very real problems. As we argue in the book, Hollywood liberals didn't destroy the family farm. College professors didn't move manufacturing jobs overseas. Immigrants didn't pour opioids into rural communities. And critical race theory didn't close hundreds of rural hospitals. When Republican politicians and conservative media tell rural whites, around the world in greater or lesser measure. Neoliberalism generates inequality. Inequality creates bullying and, basically empowers these people. And with greater disparities in income and status, George Monbiot writes, stress rises, competition sharpens, and the urge to dominate intensifies. In other words, the pathology feeds on itself. And he argues we should try to build societies in which aggression and dominance are not rewarded. He said, but at every stage of our lives, we're forced into these destructive competitions. Not only are children pressed repeatedly into winnowing contests, but so are schools. And, as always, he says, the competition is organized to enable the wealthy and powerful to win. They're the ones who can give their kids, after-school tutoring, for example, things like that. And he notes, overt bullying is now resurgent in politics around the world. Trump, Putin, Netanyahu, Orban, Milei, down in Argentina, and others, they don't do much to disguise their crude dominance behaviors. Trump stalking Hillary Clinton in the debate, remember, that was just, bullying, it was pure bullying. You could see the kind of child he was, right? He was the bully when he was sent off to prep school. And the same dynamics operate at the global level. And I would say that what we're looking at right now in Iran and Israel is two bullies, Netanyahu and the mullahs. This break. We did talk about that at some length on Friday with Greg Pallas, so I'll be fairly brief and I'll be picking up your phone calls. So stay tuned. We'll be right back as the trial of the century rolls on in its very, very, very initial stages. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you. Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. Right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, on CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use the promo code TOM to save 35% at CozyEarth.com.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike other brands, it's veterinarian formulated, so I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods Dr. Marty uses in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade dog food. And dogs love the flavor. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, absolutely love the taste. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend. Get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/Tom. Or text Tom to 511-511. 21 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Can Voter Suppression Hand the 2024 Election to Donald Trump? And it's largely based on the information that Greg Palast presented on this program on Friday. So I won't belabor it. I just want to point out, at you know, in some detail, that down in Georgia, they have... Georgia was the first state to allow this. It was SB 202. It allowed mass voter challenges. And so you got, you know, these people like Pam Reardon and Alton Sterling, you know, these Republican operatives. Pam Reardon challenged 32,000 votes. Alton Sterling challenged over 4,000 votes. They're getting the list from this group called True the Vote out of Texas, and in most cases. And, you know, fortunately, Pam Reardon's list was blocked. But Alton Sterling's, his 4,000 mostly black people got thrown off the rolls. In fact, one of them was a major general, Gamaliel Turner, who had been assigned to an Air Force base in California, or a military base, I think it was a naval base, actually, in California. He was still, you know, his legal residence was still in Georgia. He was getting his mail in California, but, you know, he lived in Georgia. And so he was going to absentee vote, and they threw him off the voting rolls. And so Greg invited Alton Sterling, the guy who submitted General Turner's name to be purged and successfully purged him off the voting rolls. He invited Alton Sterling over to Turner's home without telling him that it was the home of a man he'd purged. And then, you know, he said, so this Gamaliel Turner, this major general in the military, you wanted him purged because he moved out of state. And Alton Sterling is like, yeah, he moved. And Greg said, well, let me introduce you to General Turner. And General Turner walks out of the bedroom and introduces himself and, you know, and blows Mr. Sterling's mind. But this is what's going on. And now we've got five other states, that have adopted this same thing, including Arizona and Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Texas. And I realize Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin now have Democratic governors, and so it's going to be a little harder. But in Texas, they're going to go full tilt boogie on this thing. Now, we do have a law that says that we have a right to vote, the National Voting Registration Act. This is from the preamble, it says, Congress finds that the right of citizens of the United States to vote is a fundamental right. I mean, it's right there. Now, if you have a right, government can't take that right away from you without due process. For example, if you own a gun, and the government wants to take that gun away from you, the government of the state of Georgia, for example, wants to take your gun away, they have to go to court. They have to get a judge to sign off on it. But if they want to take your vote away, they don't have to do squat. They don't even have to tell you that they took your vote away. So, you know, what I'm calling for here, and I think it's a pretty important call, is for Congress, you know, once the Democrats have Congress back, once they take back the House of Representatives, you know, and that may happen in the next few months, God only knows, but certainly next year if we can prevail in this election. When Democrats have the House, the Senate, and the White House, the first order of business has to be passing legislation, excuse me, that absolutely unambiguously, and I would say the NVRA already does this, but the Supreme Court ignored it. In the 2018 case where John Husted, the Ohio Secretary of State, was sued for purging hundreds of thousands of black voters in Cincinnati and Cleveland off the Ohio voting rolls, in that case, the Sam Alito, who wrote the decision, said he identified the National Voting Rights Act and said, or Voting Registration Act, excuse me, and said that this doesn't apply. Now, that's, you know, the opinion of the majority of the Supreme Court, and it was a pure Republican majority. There wasn't a single court that went along with that. It was a 5-4 decision. But that movement among Democrats to call RFK Jr. Bob, you know, because Bobby was his dad. Sorry, you know, and RFK was his dad, so let's call him Bob. Yeah. You know, maybe there should be a movement among Democrats to call Donald Donnie or Don or the Don, you know, which kind of suggests he's a mob boss.
The Don, right. Well, right. I mean, I think you'd have to explain if you say Donnie who you're. Everyone would know who Donald is. But anyway, because of the very real possibility that one of his supporters will lie their way onto the jury, I'm wondering, can't the prosecution demand the implementation of a lie detector in the jury selection process?
They cannot, no. No.
No.
But what they can do, and what I'm guessing they probably will do, is make it very clear to all the jurors that there can be criminal penalties for trying to flip a court hearing, you know, a trial, and
but once he's been acquitted, you know, it's like there's nothing to be done at that point.
Well,
right?
There's nothing to be done about Trump, but what can other than bringing different charges against him? But what can be done is they can prosecute the juror, and so they've got to put the fear of God into these jurors. And I'm not sure exactly how they do that. It'd be good to talk to a lawyer about it. Sushi, I got to run.
You're
thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call
call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
Is life fair?
Is life fair?
For so many decades, so many years, Republicans always, you know, emphasize that life isn't fair. All of a sudden now, Scott Walker tweeted, how fair is it to ask people to pay federal taxes to pay off student loan debt?
Okay.
It's not fair.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love with Superbeats Heart Chews, I can get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day. Compared to the healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in super beets are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I take super beets. That's why I've been doing it for almost a decade. They're so convenient. I just love that. Super Beats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. They're from Super Beats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. It's T-H-O-M LovesBeets.com. TomLovesBeets.com for this exclusive offer. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Bob in Skokie, Illinois. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to respond to what you said before by Tom Cotton, who I agree with you is completely, you know, over the edge. But yesterday here in Chicago and around the rest of the country and even the world, there were Palestinian protests. And in Chicago, they blocked for several hours the entrances to O'Hare Airport. And I had some friends who had to fly out yesterday who got caught in that mess. I called the Chicago Police Department because the pictures that I saw on Twitter about it showed two police cars about 50 feet behind the protesters who were blocking the entranceway. And I asked the police what in the world was going on, and they admitted that what was going on was illegal, and they couldn't understand why the police were just sitting there and doing nothing. And one of the police told one of my friends, if this is going on now, can you imagine what's going to happen with the Democratic National Convention?
Yeah.
If we don't get to this.
Yeah.
So, I frankly spoke to my friends who weren't there yet, but on their way, and I said, you know, if need be, I would organize 20 or 30 people to get out of their cars and physically remove these people themselves if the police are just going to stand there. Because, again, the police department told me that this was all illegal and that should not be even going on. Yeah. So, I mean, that's really all I wanted to say.
Bob, I get it. And getting out of your car and physically removing people is a whole different thing than throwing them off a bridge or ripping the skin off their hands.
Agree. Cotton's nuts, but we all know that.
Yeah. But, you know, I get it. I mean, on the one hand, I'm a fan of nonviolent protest and even of disruptive nonviolent protest. On the other hand, when people are the recipients of that, the victims of protest, they have a right also. I mean, you know, they have a right to push back. I would think that a more targeted protest, one that disrupts government rather than people trying to get to the airport, would more friends.
Obviously, they blocked bridges and highways, you know, all around the country earlier.
Yeah.
You know,
doing it all over the country today, or yesterday, rather. Yeah.
Can I just bring up one other thing real quickly?
Sure.
It's not on this subject, but I think it's really important. I saw a release last week from a group called Foundation for Defense of Democracy, which I looked up, and it's a right-wing, website.
Yeah.
And such. But I looked into the information they printed, and what they printed was apparently that the ministry in Gaza, the health ministry, had admitted that there were about 11,700 people that they claim have died who they have no IDs for, no names for. They can't even corroborate that these people, you know, have been deceased. And if you look at those numbers and such, I'm not going to condone, you know, 8,000 people having been killed in Gaza, because that's what the numbers come down to. If you remove those 11,700 people and you look at the 13,000...
I think 11,000 from 32,000 is not 8,000.
No, it's not. But if you look at the 13,000 Hamas militants that Israel claims to have gotten rid of, that does take it down to something under 9,000 people.
I'm pretty skeptical. When you devastate cities with 2,000-pound dumb bombs, A hell of a lot of people are going to be blown right out of their clothes, much less not carrying their passports.
Okay, I just wanted to bring that up, and thanks for letting me do that. Tom, have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you, Bob. Marie in New York City. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hi there. Boo-hoo. You know, I had friends out yesterday demonstrating, not protesting, so... Mm-hmm. And going across the Brooklyn Bridge. So, you know, little inconvenience. You get there a minute late, but at least you get there.
Yeah. But well, a minute is different than 2 hours. But, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Okay. I called to talk about Project 2025 and Topic 47, which is something that goes along with it. Mm-hmm. You know that they're not just going to forget about these papers, just because Trump does not get into office, the very next fascistic person that comes up, they're going to try to implement those things.
You're right.
What's going to be happening then? People need to think a little bit ahead.
Yep.
The other thing I wanted to just touch on was cameras in the courtroom. They put cameras everywhere, down your throat, up your bum, out in space, on every corner. There ought to be, if not for a broadcast, at least for posterity, because this is an unprecedented situation where... there's a president, former president, being tried.
I agree. I was frankly surprised.
The Library of Congress and the Smithsonian, those are the two institutions that really need to have cameras there just to record it. And the third thing I'll just talk about for a minute.
If I may speak to your second things first.
Anti-fascist. Antifa that they're talking about in the courtroom with Mr. Trump, with Donald. Antifa, anybody that had a relative that fought in World War II are descendants of Antifa people since they were fighting fascism.
Yep.
So... those are the three things that I want to say. Oh, yes, and Mr. Bush. Where is Mr. Bush?
Right. Yeah, well, he's a war criminal in hiding, and he knows it.
And he hasn't spoken up for democracy yet.
No,
he's been mighty quiet on the subject.
Yeah. Sadly. Marie, thank you for the call. Seth in Los Angeles. Hey, Seth, what's up?
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Well, I wanted to alleviate some people's fears about the jury getting thrown, hung by a MAGA person getting on, which is entirely possible.
You had a Fox News host yesterday tweeting out specific instructions, and he's a lawyer, instructions on how to hang the jury.
Yes, I'm aware of all that. However, there are some safeguards that I think should be considered. Yeah. The first, and you brought up the big one, which is, you know, someone go to jail. But before you even get there, first of all, I've been on several voir dires and a couple of juries. It's a lot harder to lie about who you are than people think it is. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they're going to walk in a MAGA hat, but there are all sorts of questions about your life you're not prepared to lie about that. It's just stalling in how you answer things. It's the reverence when you're in front of the orange Jesus himself. It's not that easy. But let's say they do get on, all right? Someone manages to pull the wool and gets there. We should also remember, for a lot of people on that jury, this will be the first time in their lives that these facts are presented to them. Some of them have been so shielded from hearing any of this, it will come as a genuine surprise to them. And I have found in the juries I've served, more often than not, most people want to do their job as finders of fact in that room at the end of the day.
And that's what happened with the E. Jean Carroll jury. And in both the first and second juries, there were people who afterwards came out and said, yes, I voted for Donald Trump. I'm a Donald Trump fan, but it's very clear he raped E. Jean Carroll. You know, he's liable for this crime.
Yes. And you've got to believe that on several of these grand juries, there were at least a few MAGA members who voted because they finally heard the facts for the first time. I'm not as scared of that one holdout who's going to ignore the facts, even when the other 11 say, if you do this, we're going to let the judge know. I'm not as scared of that person as everyone else is.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I'm assuming you're not an attorney, Seth. You've just been on juries a few times?
I'm not an attorney. I'm just a guy who's been on juries. I've been a foreman. I've been in voir dires. I don't know how I'm this unlucky because I lie to get out of it. And it never works.
I get it. I get it. I would love to hear from an attorney who is, who is in the New York bar, you know, who's been a licensed or approved or whatever the word is for lawyers with bars, who's familiar with New York rules of juries and what
Me
the specific,
too.
So maybe one of our listeners who's a New York attorney can call in and share that information with us. Cause
I would love that.
Yeah.
Because
if not, if I don't hear from anybody today, I'll make it a point of looking it up this afternoon so I can share it with you all tomorrow. I just don't know off the top of my head. Or maybe we could. On Thursday, Dean Obidala is going to be on our program day after tomorrow. He is a New York lawyer. So, maybe he can illuminate us all. Seth, thanks a lot for the call. Spot on. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So Netanyahu just issued a statement that he is definitely going to retaliate against Iran. Oh, boy.
We're not sure what's hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Man Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7, WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. House Speaker Mike Johnson intent on bringing 4 separate foreign aid bills to a vote this week. That includes Ukraine and Israel.
At least 2 Republican hardliners, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, have come out and said this package proposed by Johnson is the last straw, and it's time for him to be removed as Speaker through what's called a motion to vacate or resign. Johnson responding when pressed by ABC's Rachel Scott.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion. We are simply here trying to do our job.
Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Voting tech company Smartmatic is settling its lawsuit against hard right outlet One America News, terms not disclosed. The lawsuit asserted One America perpetuated the stolen election lie. A heat wave in Myanmar has spurred the generals running the country to transfer former leader Aung San Suu Kyi from prison to house arrest for her health. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There will be no meeting of the powerful Joint Finance Committee to free up $125 million for PFAS cleanup in Wisconsin. Governor Evers says Republicans on the panel chose not to show up.
Am I angry about that? I'll just speak for myself. The answer is yes. We should absolutely be getting that money out the door. It's there. And by the fact that the Republicans on the committee are no-shows means that more people are going to suffer.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. Donald Trump's Wisconsin campaign director in 2020 will lead the Wisconsin Republican Party this election year. Andrew Iverson takes over as executive director. In 2020, Iverson pushed unfounded allegations of widespread voter fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms in the overnight with some heavy rainfall, lows in the upper 50s, southeast winds gusting around 40 miles per hour. Wednesday, showers and storms looking likely with cloudy skies. It will stay breezy, and our highs will top out in the lower 60s, currently 56 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions, except those necessary to save a woman's life, are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Just visit zapmydebt.com, ZAPmyDebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Thank you and your crew for the great job you guys are doing. I wanted to talk about gouging. As you very accurately predicted, here in California, gasoline prices are approaching $6 a gallon where I live. Groceries are unbelievably expensive. Corporations have figured out when they give wage increases to their workers, they're passing the cost to the consumers. Corporations have figured out you have brokerage firms buying homes. It's almost impossible to purchase a home now because it's so expensive. The purchasing power of consumers here is going down. It's not going up, despite of the wage increases. So it's just very frustrating. And a windfall tax on corporations will not help consumers. So it's very frustrating, and so I just wanted to express that to you, and I would like to hear what you have to say about that, and that will take my answer of the air. Sure. And thank you so much for everything, Tom.
Yeah, what we're seeing, Alfredo, is the result of monopoly power by these companies. Back in 1963 or 65, the U.S. Supreme Court heard a case where McKinney Shoe and Buster Brown Shoe Companies wanted to merge, and the merged company would have owned 5% or controlled 5% of the U.S. shoe market. And the Supreme Court shot that down, saying that under the law, under the way that the Sherman and Clayton and other antitrust acts had been enforced over the years, 5% was too much market power for any one company. Ronald Reagan in 1983 directed his heads of the Federal Trade Commission, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Department of Justice to essentially stop enforcing the antitrust laws. And as a result, there was this huge explosion of economic activity. They called it the mergers and acquisition mania, or the M&A mania. And these guys who called themselves M&A artists or they sometimes they call themselves masters of the universe. These guys, you know, just merge together, just jam together all these companies. You take a dozen smaller companies that are in the, say, gasoline business, you know, running gas stations and things like that, refineries, oil rigs, or shoe companies or whatever. I mean, you know, just now Nike controls 19% of the shoe market. I mean, it's just one company. And you jam them together, and they get to lay off all their all but one of their bookkeeping departments. They get to lay off all but one of their sales departments. They get to lay off all but one of their, you know, fill in the blanks, right? And the result of that is that a lot of jobs are lost as a result of these mergers. The merged companies end up with massive market power. And there is now, as a result of over 40 years of Reagan's policies being in place, and the Biden administration is literally the first administration since 1983 to try to enforce the antitrust laws. They're going after Google right now, you'll recall. But what's happened is that there is not a single sector in the American economy. Big box retailers, restaurants, hotels, gasoline stations, you name it, you know, pharmaceuticals, hospital chains. There's not a single sector in American business where five or fewer companies don't control 80 or more percent of the entire marketplace. And what that does is it gives them absolute immunity from price competition pressure. They no longer have to lower prices or keep prices low because the competition would come in and eat their lunch. Instead, they just raise prices to what they consider to be the pain threshold, to the point where people stop buying. So the marketplace is not defining prices by competition, which is how, you know, Adam Smith saw it in Wealth of Nations in 1776. It's not how traditionally price pressures were brought to bear. Prices are controlled and held steady. Instead, the only thing that is stopping the increase in prices is consumers being unwilling to pay them. And in the case of things like gasoline and medicine and food, you got no friggin' choice. You got to eat, you got to take your medicine, and you got to fill your car if you want to get to work. And these companies know this. And so they're just gleefully, you know, robbing us blind and then taking that those trillions. I mean, American business made over $3 trillion in profits last year. It was the most profitable year for American corporations in the history of the country. And the solution to this is not wage and price controls. The solution to this is to break up these monopolies. Break up the big airlines, break up the big telco companies, break up the big media, break up big pharma, break up big oil, you name it, break them up, so that we restore competition to the marketplace. It's going to take time. It's going to take years, but it's got to be done.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Eckert.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole. Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh, my God.